So you have a Star Wars script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And this one's going to be called Rogue One.
Oh, Rouge One, I like it.
No, Rogue One.
Right, Rouge One.
R-O-G-U-E, Rogue.
Exactly, R-O-U-G-E.
But that's different from what I said.
Yeah, whatever. Let's hope this doesn't become a problem in comment sections online.
Yeah, hope so.
So what's this movie about?
Well, you know how in the opening text crawl of A New Hope, there's mention of some rebels that managed to steal some plans for the Death Star?
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do is... you know, that, as a movie.
You want to make a movie about a line from a text crawl?
Yeah, everyone's been wondering, how did the rebels get their hands on the plans?
Have they, though?
Maybe.
Well, alright, so how does it all go down?
Well, we're gonna start with this evil dude, Krennic, who wants to force this guy, Galen Erso, to come work on the Death Star. So Galen's gotta hide his wife, Lyra, and his daughter, Jyn.
Oh, so they have to rush into hiding?
Yeah, they could kinda take their time with it. Krennic lands, like, stupid far away.
How come?
So that the good guys can shout exposition at each other.
Fair enough. Well, at least Jyn's mom is gonna be with her.
No, she's gonna die.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, instead of taking care of her daughter, she's gonna go back and try to shoot a bunch of guys with a little pistol.
Why would she do that?
Because she's a mom in a Star Wars movie, so she can't be alive for long.
Right, that makes sense.
So then we're gonna jump forward in time and meet this dude Cassian who shoots his friend in the back.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
No, he's one of the main rebel good guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we're also gonna meet a rebel extremist named Saw Gerrera who's visited by an Imperial pilot that defected.
Why does he defect?
Because Galen Erso sent him with a message about the Death Star.
Oh, so Saw is gonna help him?
No, Saw doesn't believe him, so he uses this thing called the Boar Gullet on him.
Boar Gullet?
Yeah, it's like this tentacle monster that can tell if you're lying or something, but the side effect is that you lose your mind.
Oh, so it's gonna be hard for the pilot to be of any help for the rest of the movie.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
He doesn't lose his mind?
Yeah, someone's gonna remind him that he's a pilot in the next scene and we're never gonna talk about it again.
Seems like a weird thing to include if it's not gonna have any effect on anything.
Yeah, super weird.
Huh.
So anyway, Jyn was raised by Saw, so the rebels sent her and Cassian to go talk to him.
How does that go?
Well, on the way, they make friends with these two guys, Chirrut and Baze.
What's their role in the movie?
They bicker about the Force, and they're gonna flip a switch later.
Oh, flipping switches is tight.
Mm-hmm, and so then Jyn's gonna see a message from her dad, and he says he built a fault into the Death Star that if you shoot it, the whole thing blows up.
Oh, wow, you're closing up that plot hole from A New Hope.
Yeah, that plot hole always kinda bugged me, so I... you know, wrote an entire movie to fix it.
You're a little crazy, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
So what happens next?
Well, everyone's gonna say the word hope so much it hurts your ears.
No, that's fun. Hope, 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 hope.
And then Grand Moff Tarkin's gonna be like...
Wait, Grand Moff Tarkin is in the character played by Peter Cushing?
That's the one.
You know, he passed away in 1994, right?
Yeah, but you can, like, CGI him back to life or something, right?
I guess. Is that a little unethical, though?
That's probably fine.
That's probably fine.
So anyway, the bad guys are gonna fire the Death Star at the planet Jedha where all the characters are.
Oh, so all the characters are gonna die?
No, they're using, like, a less intense setting on the weapon, so everyone has time to talk and fly away.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Yeah, it is.
So everyone flies away?
Everyone except Saw. He stays behind.
Why would he stay behind?
He says he's tired of running.
Seriously?
That's what we're going with.
Seems like a weird, unnatural thing to do.
Yeah, well, I had to kill him off because he kind of served his purpose, and having him around would cause problems.
Oh, plot convenience, I get it.
Right, because later I want the rebels to not believe Jyn when she tells them about the message.
Doesn't she bring it with her?
No, she forgot it because plot convenience.
Gotcha.
So anyway, they're gonna track down Jyn's dad, and he's gonna repeat that her nickname is Stardust, because that's gonna be important later.
Okay.
And then he's gonna die in an explosion.
Wait, another character is gonna die in an explosion?
Literally every character except a wisecracking robot's gonna die in an explosion.
You didn't feel like mixing that up a bit?
I did not.
Fair enough.
Also, they're all gonna explode immediately after serving their one purpose in the movie, usually flipping a switch or something.
That's pretty harsh.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's no longer useful to me, why would I keep them alive, right?
You're talking about script writing, right? Not real life?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Security. Security. Security.
Anyway, then we're gonna have a scene where Krennic goes to see Darth Vader when he's taking a bath and then gets choked by him.
Oh, so that's like... a sex scene?
Oh, God, no. It's like a badass thing.
Oh, okay, because the way you described it...
Yeah, no, my bad.
That's okay.
And then later, Jyn's gonna give a big motivational speech to the rebels about getting the plans, and they're gonna be like, nah.
Oh, bummer.
But then her and some people are gonna take off in a ship anyway.
Oh, very rebellious rebels.
Yeah, and they're gonna be asked what the name of their ship is, and the pilot's gonna be like, Rogue One.
Hey, Rouge One, that's the name of the movie.
That's right, that's kinda right.
I love when that happens.
It is fun. So then they're gonna go to this planet called Scarif.
What happens there?
Well, the main characters are gonna have to turn some important knobs and flip some important switches.
Very exciting.
And then die in explosions.
You're really doing that explosion thing, huh?
I am.
Well, alright then.
And then the rebels are gonna find out that some people went went rogue, so they're going to send a bunch of ships to help out.
Weren't they against it?
Yeah, but now that it's actually happening, they're going to do a convenient 180 on the subject.
That's convenient.
And then Jin's going to send the plans off into space with a big satellite.
And then I'm guessing she dies in an explosion?
Yeah, super big explosion.
Wow.
And then Darth Vader's going to have such a badass scene, it's going to make him seem like a pansy in the original trilogy.
Oh, really?
And then Leia's going to get the plans and say the word hope one last time.
Like a young Princess Leia?
Yeah, you can make her young with CGI, right?
Please stop making me do that.
All right, so anyway, what do you think?
Well, I think fans will love it, you know? I think it's gonna do great.
Awesome.
Although, to be fair, we can slap the name Star Wars on anything, and it's guaranteed to be a hit.
That is true. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. If you did, hit that like button, that subscribe button if you haven't already. Maybe share it on Facebook and on Twitter with your friends, so your friends can see it. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies I should make these pitches for. And check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.